This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a Tuesday, 7 minutes past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria. Say hi over there, Kara, because there's three women. We want to make sure we got all these voices down pat. There's Kara. There's Victoria laughing over there. And ladies, this is kind of a little, I mean, I hate to go all romper room, but we've kind of got to look at the calendar because we are less than a week away from Halloween. We are 2 weeks away for today from Election Day when everybody gets to cast a vote, unless you're doing early voting, which has started in most areas. How do we combine those two things? Well, obviously, this election cycle has been really scary, right?
Yes.
To say the least.
Yep.
Well, it turns out that Donald Trump masks, if you're looking for those last-minute costumes, they are selling actually 2-to-1, and in some areas, 40-to-1 over Hillary Clinton masks. Now, is that any indication? Is this just a funny costume? That's a really probably a big question here. Do you guys know anybody who are dressing up as the candidates for Halloween?
Look, I know someone who was Hillary Clinton last year as a joke, and it was the most terrifying thing that I've ever seen. It was a guy wearing a mask, and I can't remember what that movie was that came out a while ago where it's like the guys are bank robbers and they wear like presidential candidate, like they wear masks of the presidents.
Oh yeah,
and
didn't they wear Obama masks or something?
I think it was before Obama.
Was it?
So I'm not sure, but I feel like someone had a Nixon mask or something like that. But either way, it was terrifying because it's this big, like, plasticky mask that goes over your whole head. And when you turn around and someone is standing right behind you wearing that, it's, oh my God, it's really scary. So be prepared.
That's sort of as bad as the creepy clown, I think.
The full face masks.
Look, I totally support it. You want to go as Donald Trump, you want to go as Hillary Clinton, it's all in good fun. But what totally disturbs me, no matter who you're going as, those big full face cover plastic masks, it's something about not knowing what's lurking behind it, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the whole, like the one that slips over your whole head like a hood.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so creepy, because you didn't know who it was.
It's just weird.
Okay.
And all you can see are the eyeballs, and I don't know. And then I start to freak out. Like, I can't do it, because I start to feel like I just can't get enough air through the little nose holes. When I was a kid, I was like a nightmare. I would never let my mom just buy these. Like, we had to do more. But remember they would sell, like, those apron smocks with, like, the mask that attached, like, with the elastic wire behind the back of your head? Do you guys remember those, or are you too young?
No,
most standard, like so the Halloween market now with all the costumes that they sell, like in the sacks or on the hangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is all relatively new. When I was a child of the 80s, and if you remember this, tweet me at Jennifer Horn or at DJ V Show. They would hang them in like a Rite Aid or a Kmart. That was the big location for us. And they were like, for instance, a Care Bear. Okay. If you wanted to be a Care Bear, it would be kind of like this plastic smock apron that you would wrap over yourself. And then there was a plastic mask that had like the elastic band that just went around your head with the Care Bear head on it. And those were the term ghetto Halloween costumes when I was a child. I need to find a picture of those.
They probably still make something like that, right?
I have not seen those at all. I mean, we've so upgraded. Like, even if you go to, like, the cheapest, like, if you go to the dollar store, the costumes at the dollar store look a lot better than those smocky mask costumes did. If you call us if you remember what I'm talking about. 888-302-DOUG, because it is, those were horrifying. And my poor mom would be like, can't you just be the Care Bear? I'd be like, no, Mom, we need to make a costume, because they were so horrible. Even at, 4 years old, I recognized that these things were horrible. And the nose holes and the eye holes, sometimes they wouldn't get punched out completely, so you
could... Oh. So you can't breathe.
It's amazing children of the 80s did not just die because they're... Oh, we've gone so overboard in keeping our kids safe. Also, in the Halloween department, Vogue... land of people who don't eat, apparently.
Yeah.
Vogue has recommended that you substitute Halloween candy with beets. Like, real beets.
Not super beets. Real beets.
Like
the
real
beet. Vegetable.
Yeah, so what's the story here, Victoria? They say you can make your own healthy Halloween candy. I mean, hello, Vogue. Have you ever eaten a Reese's peanut butter cup? Like, just go for it. Come on.
No, of course not. First of all, why Vogue.com even wants to get involved with Halloween candy as an article is beyond me. But, of course, they would recommend just take some beets and just, like, put it in your dehydrator, because everyone eats only raw food. And once it dehydrates at 150 degrees overnight, it's like candy. But
like candy, but it's a beet. All right, could changes to the SEC rule take a bite out of your wallet? We'll find out next. Daniel Gallagher joins us. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 12 past the hour.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Oleg Cassini, Julie Zegposen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends November 1st. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is On Air with Doug Jen and Victoria. Dougie is out on vacation. We're hoping he's having fun. We're going to have to make contact in just a bit today to see how he's doing. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer Horn in and talking about your finances. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, that's the SEC, is considering changes to its longstanding corporate disclosure framework. Now, that's a lot of complicated terms all messed together in one sentence. Here to sort it all out for us is Daniel Gallagher. Daniel, welcome to On Air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Take us through what this change means in really simple terms, because, you know, let's be honest, I'm a blonde. I need it broken out.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on this morning, guys, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you. And this is a big, big issue. You're right. It can get very complicated very quickly, but in very simple terms, there is a push, a major push by certain activist groups to change the standard by which companies present information to investors from one that we call materiality, and that standard is just simple. Whatever a reasonable investor would think they need to know when making an investment decision, that's material. Mm-hmm. They want to move away from that, and they want to force companies to disclose whatever the issue du jour is, whether it be the use of oil and gas leases, whether it be the potential for conflict minerals from the Congo being part of their manufacturing process. And it's really been a trend that's been in the works for several decades now, but it's sort of hitting a fevered pitch in the last couple years. And so it's something for investors to be worried about.
Who are these groups, Daniel, that are behind this? You mentioned this is a sort of a result of some rallying from these groups. Who are those groups that are trying to make these changes?
Yeah, there's a pretty broad spectrum. You get into some of the regular way environmental groups who have very specific environmental issues that they want to push the public companies, the oil and gas companies and mining companies, to disclose things that, quite frankly, would be sort of a naming and shaming type exercise. Their hope is ultimately, if forced to disclose these issues, the companies will turn away from those types of activities.
Sure.
And so it's a long game, for those sorts of groups. There are other groups like pension funds and other gadfly activists who are seeking, societal, religious, and other gains, to make policy changes in the country. But to get there, they're turning to the public company disclosure regime instead of the regular way American process of going through your elected officials and making changes politically.
Like the right way. All right. And now, Dan,
you
actually served. I can see where this is really frustrating, and you're doing a great job explaining it here. You're no slouch. You actually survived as commissioner of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. You still sound so lifelike, which is amazing, from 2011 to 2015. So you did your time there. What makes this really important for people listening? What is the most important thing for people to take away about this change that's coming?
I think it's hard for people to see the direct costs, but the expense and cost associated with public companies dealing with these types of initiatives, with the disclosure itself, right, the expanded disclosure documents that everyone gets in the mail, and unfortunately, as we've learned so often, they don't read, right, they're getting bigger and bigger and more confusing, right, between plaintiffs' litigation that causes all sorts of protective disclosure to now these kind of idiosyncratic non-material disclosures like
right.
conflict mineral disclosure and oil and gas lease disclosure. The companies are paying a lot more to deal with it, whether hiring lawyers and petitioning the government and all sorts of things like that. And guess who pays that in the end?
It's investors. Oh, the investors.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Our
last couple of seconds here, give us information on where we can find more information about this. And also, if it is about climate change here, which it seems a lot of this is, shouldn't we consider this as an important issue here? I mean, obviously, it hits us in our pocketbook. book, but for us to do some more research, where do we need to go, Dan?
Look, I think you could, I gave a speech when I was on the commission, so go to sec.gov, the speeches tab, and look for a speech I gave in 2014.
Great. Daniel Gallagher, sec.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper. Like a skyscraper. As the smoke clears, I awaken and untangle you from me.
This is the voice of Demi Lovato. You may know her. She was a judge on The X Factor. Wasn't that the show that she judged on?
Yes. Yep.
And apparently love may be in the air for her. She was just out of a relationship, a pretty long relationship, 6 years with Wilmer Valderrama. So they broke up earlier this year. And what is a single starlet to do when they're single in Hollywood? That's to catch the digits of John Mayer, who is like the cad of the single starlet scene. Demi Lovato, 24 years old. She was spotted over the weekend hanging out at Catch LA with John Mayer.
You know of?
You know it's not. But she better be careful she doesn't catch anything else from John Mayer, because that dude's been around. But they arrived separately. Although once there, John had his arm around Demi, was whispering sweet nothings into her ear. She was into it, of course. She was giggling the whole time. They chatted for over an hour. And I guess he was gushing to her about having one of the greatest voices, which, to be fair, I don't think she gets enough credit. She does have a really, really beautiful voice.
Sometimes she starts singing, I'm like, oh, I forgot how great she is.
Of the pop princesses, she really does have a nice voice.
Yeah.
And I think she doesn't get the attention that some of the others do. So could this be a match? I don't know. What do you think, ladies? What do you think, Kara?
Kara loves John Mayer, so she's going to be like, go for it.
Do you love John Mayer, Kara?
I like John Mayer.
Would you date John Mayer?
Probably not.
Oh, really?
Actually, though,
don't even lie.
If he's got his arm around you whispering sweet nothings and saying that your voice is the best he's ever heard,
please. If he was telling me that my voice is the best he's ever heard, then I would know he's a liar.
I feel like anyone dating John Mayer is a cautionary tale at this point, right?
Can we run through the list of his exes? Because there have been a lot. I mean, he ruined Jessica Simpson for a while, made her dye her hair brown, right?
Yeah.
He was with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yep.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, right? Was also John Mayer. Who else has he been with? Oh, Katy Perry, right?
Katy Perry on and off for a while.
Taylor Swift,
yep.
Yeah, she went through the John Mayer school. Who else? Who am I missing?
I feel like we're missing somebody else.
Gosh, there's a lot.
Oh, Alicia Keys. They had a moment.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a weird moment.
Well, apparently his love life coming back to haunt him again. Drake had a birthday party celebrating his 30th birthday at LA hotspot Delilah on Sunday. And the guests at the party included Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and John Mayer. If you remember, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry do not get along.
Right.
John Mayer is the exes to both of them. The tension so thick that you could cut it with a knife, according to someone in the room. Katy Perry attended said that she and Taylor Swift completely avoided each other. They were on opposite sides of the room, didn't look at each other. Taylor came to the party with Karlie Kloss, who's one of her friends, and the Haim sisters, while Katy Perry entered through the back with a gang of her own friends, who apparently were inappropriately dressed for the formal affair. Katy and John chatted, but Taylor avoided both of them. Drake joined Taylor Swift in her booth after dinner. They were intimately flirting, talking closely, and laughing. The only person he spent more time with, other than Taylor, was his mom. So there you go. Jamie Foxx was there, grabbed the mic, asked John Mayer if he had his guitar to come up and sing a song. John Mayer did not sing. So that's kind of awkward.
This is a weird party.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and Drake are friends? What?
And apparently like, flirting.
Hello? Yeah.
No,
that's a weird couple. I don't want to see
Rihanna.
Them. Yeah.
I mean, Drake loves Rihanna, right?
Right.
Yeah. God, Hollywood is such an incestuous place.
It is.
Wasn't Rihanna there? I thought they loved each other.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
You need a scorecard to keep all this stuff straight. It's 28 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie out on vacation. He'll be back next week. Still haven't gotten any pictures from that guy.
I know.
I'll text him later. I want to see London Town, man. All right, Kara Schillen at the controls. Victoria Keelan right there. And I am Jennifer Horn. Now, the World Series kicks off tonight. And this one's kind of a big one. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am a Dodger fan through and through. And it was bittersweet to see the Cubs beat the Dodgers. But both of these teams have not been in the World Series for so long, the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. It's going to be a fun series. Now, if you remember, back to, I think, must have been the late 80s, there was a movie called Major League. And in that movie, Charlie Sheen starred as the pitcher that they called Wild Thing. Well, apparently, Charlie Sheen was offered to take over his role as the Indians' big flamethrower, Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn, after fans of the film Major League pushed Cleveland to give him the ball. But the team won't be making any Wild Thing's heart sing. After all, at least for games 1 and 2, the Indians, who said last week that the slots had already been filled. Oh, Kara's so cute.
Oh my God, Kara.
It's Monday. It would be taking the hometown honors. Now, really funny, a little behind me.
Kara, well, do you know why we're laughing?
Are you making me play the wrong song again?
No. Okay. So this is a little like how we make sausage in the radio.
Pull back the curtain.
During the break, we're like, oh, we're going to do a story about Charlie Sheen's character, Wild Thing. And Victoria goes, can you play Wild Thing, you know, when we're doing this story, Kara? So she goes, sure, no problem. This is so cute. You might want to go back a little further in history.
What else comes up, Kara, in your system when you pull up Wild Thing?
Okay, hey, so here's the deal. You know why? It's because Jen sang the song.
What?
You did the little
Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different song.
Yeah.
You did the...
This is Tone Loc.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know who sings the original Wild Thing, but...
That's Senator Bobby.
No.
John Hyatt.
Maybe.
Frogs.
Frogs, maybe?
Just type in Wild Thing song from Major League. That'll help you. That's the millennial question.
You know, and I was even going to ask because we had this problem before, but...
The plight of a millennial.
That
all right, you keep
made
looking.
My day.
You keep looking because that was awesome. And really, to your credit, that song from Tone Loc is called Wild Thing. So it was funny and cute. Kenny Lofton, who is the real-life Willie Mays Hayes, will throw before Game 1 against the Cubs. And Carlos Begara, a three-time All-Star second baseman, will take the honors before Game 2. So they're going to bring back some local heroes to take the place of Charlie Sheen's character from Wild Thing. Do we have it yet?
Here
we go.
Did you find it?
Do we have it?
Nope.
Yeah, it's got a ton of cheering in the background.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
She's like, it sounds like they're in a stadium. I don't know if this is the right one.
This is actually from the movie, which is great.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. The actual song doesn't have all of this.
Great movie. Now, the honors to throw out the first pitch for Game 6 and 7 when they return to Cleveland, if they need to, by the way, are still unannounced. So maybe they might tap Charlie Sheen for those games. But, you know, it's kind of nice to pay tribute to some of the baseball greats that have graced the baseball arena in Cleveland. This movie, Kara, have you seen Major League?
I do not think that I have.
You need to put this on your list because this is actually such a funny movie. It's so great. And the cast of characters is huge. You'll look at a lot of people and recognize many of them. And I was just telling Victoria off air, the one that always blew my mind was the guy who was really into voodoo in Major League, the guy that had like the chickens hanging in his locker. That's President David Palmer from 24. Or if you didn't watch 24, the guy who does the Allstate commercials.
Which I never put that together. And I saw Major League once like a long time ago. I haven't seen it recently, but that is so funny that that's the same guy, because I remember the voodoo guy. The character really stands out in my head, but now that you add put that together, yeah, oh my God, that's wild.
Now, also in the sports news department, this year's World Series, a monumental occasion, as we're guaranteed now to see two, or at least one of baseball's two longest championship droughts come to an end when the Chicago Cubs play the Cleveland Indians. Once again now, there's a movement online to recognize the gravity of the series by urging Fox to replace Joe Buck with a special play-by-play announcer to the broadcast booth. Now, I would love it to be Vin Scully, but that's not it. It's for Bob Uecker, who was synonymous with the Cleveland Indians franchise for such a long time. He played the announcer in the movie Major League.
And he's very funny. I remember him
in that movie.
Yeah.
But in real life, he is the longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. And there's about 12,000 people who have signed the petition so far. And I think this would be kind of a cool thing. Look, Joe Buck, I'm not going to be mean, but let's be honest, he's a little boring.
I don't know who he is.
Bob Uecker.
Joe Buck. Yeah, I mean, but it sounds like we're not missing much if he gets replaced.
Well, and he also is a younger guy. I mean, he's got some time ahead of him, but to put someone in like a Bob Uecker, like a Vin Scully, who maybe could, you know, brighten things up and bring more people to the story, especially because there's that tie between Bob Uecker and Cleveland Indians because of the movie Major League, I think it would be kind of a cool thing. So the petition's out and running now. We'll see if they get him, they get any traction as the series moves on. So that's kind of good. Now, also, basketball season starts, and we talked about this story for a little bit yesterday. NBA TV's Kristen Ledlow had to leave social media after she was carjacked in her red Corvette at gunpoint by three men who knew who she was, where she lived. They were waiting for her when she got home.
Oh, she was
robbed outside of her apartment in Atlanta on Saturday, and she told she said that on Twitter. The NBA host said on Twitter and Instagram that the thieves stole her car, they stole her purse, her phone, her sense of security, of course. And she's announced that she's breaking from social media after the ordeal. Police did locate her Chevy Corvette in Southwest Atlanta. We don't know exactly where the robbery took place, but online records suggest that she lives in the Piedmont Heights section of Atlanta, where NBA TV is based. And this goes back to that a whole debate as to what and what type of content and what kind of location services you use on social media.
If she has a 2016 red Corvette, we bought a Chevy SUV this summer, and in the middle of the dealership was a 2016 red Chevy Corvette, and it's a beautiful car. But like the base price was $89,000 or 90 something thousand. So if you're driving that kind of car and you're a single female, wouldn't you feel a little bit like maybe this isn't the right car for me? I don't know. I would feel a little bit nervous driving that car and wondering, you know, am I going to get carjacked? Am I really safe doing this? Plus, I'm sure she posted it on social media because no one buys a 2016 red Corvette without posting a picture on Twitter, right? I mean,
you're right. Everybody posts their stuff. It's
so
like
they knew what car she was driving.
Right. All right. Finally, in sports news, this one we just have to mention briefly. What happens when you're on the sidelines of a football game and nature calls? Well, I guess NFL fans in Detroit got a glimpse of what exactly happened when they saw one of the coaches for the Redskins actually whip out his goodies and go potty in a Gatorade cup on the sideline during the game. He tried to sneak behind the trash can and relieve himself during the third quarter, but it happened in front of a bunch of Lions fans who saw the whole thing. And what happens when they see it? They take pictures. So the people there snapped pictures, and this just kind of went on social media. I guess he's not in any trouble. There's no punishment
but how is this allowed?
I don't think it is, but what do you do if you're standing out there and you've just got to go? I mean,
Can you go to the locker room?
Yeah, you go to the locker room, but, you know, I talked to a broadcaster, my friend Bob Miller, who is the play-by-play person for the Los Angeles Kings, and many times the press box is actually up above the rink, like it's up in, like, the rafters.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you have to go, you're trapped up there, and I can't confirm or deny, but perhaps a Gatorade cup was used by Bob Miller at some point.
Yeah, he's the Redskins special teams coordinator, so that doesn't happen a whole lot. Like, I feel like he wasn't the offensive coordinator. Like, he could have gone to the real bathroom, I think.
All right.
That's just my armchair quarterback.
That's you think? Probably a better idea. In retrospect, I'm sure he wished he did. All right. TV News up next. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Okay, the first time you read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code radio to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I...
Bruce's voice. It's time for the TV report, 47 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on a well-deserved vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, right there with the TV news. And it is at this time where we actually tell you what you need to set your DVR for or what you need to watch tonight, all the biggest stuff that is trending right now on social media that will be airing tonight on TV. So what are the biggest... What are the biggest programs of the night, Victoria?
And, well, it's a great night for sports. I mean, NBA basketball kicks off. The season opener is Knicks at Cavaliers. So Cleveland is pretty hot right now. The Knicks are not. So that'll be that's a good way to kick off the NBA season. There's a new Flash on the CW at 8 p.m. The Voice continues with the knockout rounds. That's also at 8 on NBC.
And then, of course,
it's Game 1 of the World Series.
Of course, you've got the World Series as well. Now, speaking of The Voice, I had heard that they've actually gotten into the... And I'm so behind. I have all the shows
I'm
on
behind
my DVR.
Yep.
And I will watch them because I do love the show. But I heard that the advisors have now started, and it's actually Tim McGraw and Faith Hill who are advising this time around. I think that's kind of
a fun thing. I mean, to have both of their expertise involved, I mean, has got to help both the female and the male vocalists equally, since they both know the respective challenges. Catch that on The Voice. And, of course, my favorite show tonight, This Is Us on NBC. Love it. I'm ready to go on that one. All right, let us know what you're watching tonight on Twitter at DJ V Show or on Facebook / DJ V Show. It's 50 past the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At the controls, Dougie on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan right over there. And it is this time every week when we visit with our buddy, Amy Newmark. She does chicken soup for the soul. And this week, Victoria, it's going to be kind of interesting because Halloween is less than a week away, as you can tell by our spooky thriller music. And, you know, we spend a lot of time. We talk about our costumes. We talk about taking our kids trick-or-treating. We talk about what kind of
dehydrating
beets. What kind of candy to hand out. But we don't often think about the dog's view of Halloween. And so to check this out, Amy's going to join us to tell us about Chicken Soup for the Soul. I can't believe my dog did that. Welcome to On Air with Doug Jen Victoria, Amy Newmark. Tell us about a dog's view of Halloween. Is it trick or treat?
Well, these poor dogs think they're being tricked all night because all they hear all night is treat, treat, treat.
That's right. I didn't even think of that.
And nobody even thinks about the poor dog who keeps perking up his ears and getting all excited, and then he sees treats walking out the door over and over again, the little princesses and monsters.
And not only that, but, I mean, it really from a realistic point of view, and we'll actually have to talk to our pet expert, Warren Exton, about this, but, I mean, Halloween is kind of crazy for dogs. Not only, you're right, we hear the word treat all the time, but the doorbell constantly rings, so that kind of throws them off their game, and then you have people dressed like weirdos. I mean, it's got to be tough.
It's very strange for them, and some dogs are even afraid of children. One of my kids' dogs is terrified of children, so imagine children with masks. But then, here's the real horror of Halloween, and it's something you have to pay attention to right now. It's how poisonous chocolate is for dogs.
Right. And don't let dogs get in the candy.
You know, there's
two
times.
I just looked it up.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I was just on a Pet MD on the internet, and they have a thing where you can look up your dog's weight and how much chocolate your dog ate to know whether you have to take the dog to the vet.
Wow.
Even a 100-pound dog can be killed by eating a 1-pound bag of chocolate chips.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
And a 20-pound dog can eat virtually nothing without being at risk of death.
Oh, wow. You know, one time I haven't had a dog myself. My dad has a dog, and a lot of times if he goes out of town, I will dog sit. And I remember one time my mom was dog sitting for my dad. They're not together anymore. They're split up. But she was dog sitting, and the dog got into Hershey Kisses that she had in her candy dish. And we panicked because, you know, obviously that's a lot of chocolate. Thankfully, there was probably maybe 20 or 25 in there, but the dog ate all of them, including a lot of the paper. Thankfully, the dog was fine, but the backyard sparkled.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, guess what? Those wrappers do come back again.
Yeah, milk chocolate isn't bad. I mean, it is bad for a small dog, but once you get to dark chocolate or semi-sweet chocolate chips or Baker's chocolate is unbelievably bad for even a large dog. So we do have a story in that same book about what somebody did when their dog got into the Halloween chocolate, and the dog had to go to a veterinary hospital and almost died.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, they have to pump the stomach right away. I mean, it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
And also, one of the other things that's really toxic for dogs is raisins. So if you have a chocolate-covered raisin, if they eat one, go right to the vet.
Oh,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and raisins and grapes are highly toxic for dogs.
One of my grand dogs is a pug. You know, they weigh 20 pounds, and they'll eat 20 pounds of food if they can get it.
Yeah,
they can get it.
They're unbelievable. They're just eating machines.
Well, as editor of this of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, Amy Newmark, this book that we're talking about, I Can't Believe My Dog Did That, really has some crazy, funny, heartwarming stories about dogs. And who doesn't love our favorite little companion? So what kind of stuff can we find in this particular version of Chicken Soup for the Soul?
You can find a lot of stories about dogs doing crazy things to get food. I mean, we have a story about a dog that could open any refrigerator no matter how hard they tried to keep it locked up.
Wow.
I mean, most dogs will go crazy for food. I have a Shiba Inu as one of my grand dogs, and that dog barely eats anything. You know, you have to tempt him. But most dogs will go crazy, and they will eat a lot of stuff that's bad for them. And it's funny when you read the stories in the book. It's just not funny when it comes to certain foods like grapes, as you said, or chocolate.
Yeah.
Very, very funny stuff. Amy Newmark, you are the best. Check this. This particular chicken soup has piqued my interest. Chicken Soup for the Soul, I Can't Believe My Dog Did That. It's available now wherever books are sold. Amy Newmark, editor-in-chief and publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you next week. Visit chickensoup.com. It's 59 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.